Hello and welcome. This is Mostly Weekly, and I'm vigorously Andrew Heaton. And this week, we're going to talk about sports. The time we all gather around to watch a muscular stranger put a regulation-sized ball in a specific location. I love the sports. My favorite sports team is the Denver Lemons. But even a diehard sports person like me knows
publicly funded sports are overvalued.
I just mean that sports bravado is driving up taxes and tuitions and killing local economies. How? Let's play the balls. Sports mania drives up taxes through stadiums. Major League Soccer is adding two new teams to the league, and major U.S. cities are bidding to get them. But, much like a YouTube comments argument, it's more costly to win. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. The winner will likely have to pay $200 million for a stadium, and the winner is the U.S. taxpayer, most of whom think MLS is a genetic disorder. But just listen to these local politicians talk about it.
World-class stadium and a contributor to the economy within the city and the state.
And stadiums will cure cancer and be filled with candy and bring grandma back to life. But every issue has two sides. Here are the pros and cons of stadium subsidies as I see them debated. Con: taxpayers will cover at least half of a $200 million stadium plus maintenance. Pro: sports! Con: stadiums literally only benefit sports fans. Non-sports fans or nerds get no return on their tax dollars. Pro: sports. Con: Major League Soccer is a Ponzi scheme. It's been losing money every year, but the estimated valuation has increased fourfold since 2008. Pro: sports. So remember, if you build it, they will come completely destroy your economy. Sports mania drives up tuition costs. College football season starts this week, and you know what that means. It means universities are going to continue subsidizing their athletic programs. Rutgers, for instance, charges $1,000 in student fees, or about 8% of total tuition, to subsidize their sports teams. Other schools charge as high as 23% of their total tuition to subsidize their athletic programs. How do they get away with it? They bury it deep within the student fees. Most school athletic programs cost the university money. In 2010, Division I schools spent over $91,000 per student athlete. That's seven times the amount they spent on regular non-athlete students. Well, at least those lucky student athletes are making bank. What's that? They don't get paid? Okay. Well, at least those lucky student athletes are graduating in droves. Only 55% graduate? Really? What's that? I don't have an earpiece? Sports mania depresses economies. Los Angeles was just chosen as the site of the 2028 Olympics, which is great news for that guy who still owns a vuvuzela. Los Angeles has already pledged to spend $5 billion. But don't worry, the anticipated revenue is $6 billion. To be split evenly with the International Olympic Committee. But what's a net loss of $2 billion between friends? And this is assuming that the Games will really only cost $5 billion, when it cost $20 billion in London and $40 billion in Beijing. Saying the Olympics will only cost $5 billion is like in sports. You know what a hockey lineman is like? I'm totally gonna wicket that, and then when push comes to shove, ice. Just look at the ruins of Athens. No, not those ruins. These ruins. That's just 10 years after the 2004 Summer Games, and now most of the facilities have been abandoned. And in general, sports franchises have a negative impact on per capita income. So sports mania drives up tuition and taxes and depresses local economies. How do we fix it? By getting passionate about fiscal responsibility. I know it looks bad out there. The economics are bleak. But you gotta go out with clear eyes, balanced checkbooks, love in your hearts. And by love, I mean cash. And by hearts, I mean accounts. Now, I may not know much. I'm just a recovering alcoholic, a former athlete with a colorful backstory trying to get his kids back. But I know this. You gotta have cash to spend cash. You gotta think about the future to have a future. If money's gonna save you, you gotta save money. You gotta talk in one order. Then reverse the order you talk. Now get out there and stop spending taxpayer money. Go, go, go! Coach Heaton, thanks for watching Mostly Weekly.